That is Saint from Björk off the album Utopia. It is our feature album this week on 2SER. And if you couldn't get through just then, don't panic. I've got another copy to give away this time tomorrow morning. I get a sense that's going to be a damn popular feature album. It is 8:15. And of course, on a Monday, this is when we have a bit of a chat with our weekend warrior, Anthony Dockerill, who basically helps us make sense of the past 48 hours of news. Very good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
So it was not a short news weekend, was it?
No, look, a lot of things happened, and I don't know about you, but I'm still dealing with the fact that Queensland isn't, you know, after all, bark-raving bonkers.
They're not at all. And I think, if anything, I got that from our plebiscite, for our wonderful marriage equality vote, taught me that Queensland's a little more reasonable than New South Wales.
Yeah, maybe we should be paying more attention to that, because, you know, the second coming of One Nation... Sorry, Pauline Hanson's One Nation.
Pauline Hanson's One Nation.
Had a few issues on Saturday night. You know, they were expecting, meant to pick up something in the order of 10 seats.
I mean, that was what they were claiming at the very least.
It looks like they'll get one.
And it only looks like a one at the moment. That's not even a confirmed, is it?
No, it's not a confirmed one. You know, the leader of One Nation in Queensland, Pauline Hanson's One Nation. I've got to get this right.
Yep.
Steve Dickinson, he lost his seat.
Oh, it's terrible for Steve.
This is after he left the LNP to become the leader of One Nation. I'm sorry, Pauline Hanson's One Nation. You know, he had a fantastic campaign accusing teachers of teaching grade 4 kids to strap on dildos.
Forgot about that. Yeah, that was a great one, yeah.
On Saturday night, he had to strap on a smile because things weren't so good, were they?
They weren't so great, were they, across the board?
Malcolm Roberts, true to form, turned losing the seat of Ipswich into a giant conspiracy.
Did he? I missed this.
Yeah, he accused the Labour machine and unions and, you know.
I don't think anyone's ever accused Labour of being able to organise anything, let alone a conspiracy.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's all front. We know it's all NASA.
Oh, it is definitely NASA.
You know,
Ipswich
is actually just an offshoot of NASA. But James Ashbery, you know, the brains behind One Nation, Pauline Hanson's One Nation. James Ashbery said that Malcolm Roberts may return to the federal Senate.
How?
Well, next election. Nick, haven't we been through enough? What have we done to deserve this?
Well, I mean, quite a lot as a nation, let's be honest. I think we are. This is our bin chickens coming home to roost when you look at it. But why
can't he just do what all failed politicians do? They disappear from public view and they get a job on Sky News.
They do, only about 7 people watch them.
Yep. So on Sunday, Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk claimed victory. And Nick, this is the first time in Australia a female leader has successfully been returned.
I know.
So it actually was a big deal. Queensland leads the way again.
Queensland does indeed.
All my Queensland jokes I have to throw in the bin.
Except around State of Origin time, then they're still okay.
That's true, actually. I forgot that.
So save them for State of Origin.
You know, by the way, Anastasia was a student volunteer at 4ZZZ. I just have to get a plug in there for community radio.
You know, I did not know that. That is fantastic news.
Yeah.
Finally, good.
Google it. but, you know... and on the weekend, of course, everyone was blaming Malcolm Turnbull. When I say everybody, I mean George Christensen, Andrew Bolt, you know,
everybody.
But look, Malcolm, you know, showed on the weekend what a cool customer he is.
Oh, grace under pressure.
He was campaigning the seat of Bennelong, and he accused Christine Keneally. Are you ready for this?
I am.
He said Christine Keneally wants to bring all of those asylum seekers from Manus to Australia. He said this on Sunday. He went on to say, now, believe me, right now, the people smugglers are using Christine Keneally's articles, her statements on this, as a marketing tool to get people onto their boats, to take them to sea, and when the boats start again, and if Labor were ever to get back into government, and it's only a matter of, like, milliseconds if you call an election, Malcolm, if they were ever to get back in, how many of those asylum seekers are they going to bring to Bennelong?
That's right, Bennelong.
Bennelong.
How many? None? All? I mean, come on, Malcolm.
Amazing work there for Malcolm. He had his, you know, pivot from apologising about a 20-year-old rape joke to, you know, to tapping into the most base elements in the seat of Bennelong. But I've been in Bennelong. I don't think those base elements are there to tap into.
I'm not sure they are either in Bennelong.
Yeah. What comes to mind when you hear that particular statement from our Prime Minister?
It comes across as a little unhinged, and that is not something I'm used to from Malcolm. There's a quiet, there's a note of flop sweat and panic in it.
It just, yeah, look, weakness is what comes to mind, you know, and which I think categorizes much of his leadership. And to go to that particular topic in that particular way so hard, it just shows weakness.
But it also tells me that he is afraid of that being the issue that people will be winning under, which tells me that he's scared no longer about Prime Minister Morrison, but about Prime Minister Dutton.
Mm. Well, I guess we better wrap it up pretty quickly. Australia looks like they're going to win the cricket, lost Fantastic. The rugby,
yep,
and Trump was Trump on Twitter.
Sure.
That was the weekend.
Thank you very much to the Weekend Warrior, Anthony Dockerill. Again, we'll do this in a week's time.